I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're a day away from Tammy's big Halloween bash, and Tammy is still costumeless.
I have ideas. I just haven't settled.
The theme is Arkham Asylum, which is driving Tammy crazy. It's her least favorite theme of a party ever.
I just don't know enough about it. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
This is cool.
I know that you said you wanted to think outside of the box.
Yeah.
How about putting you in the box and you being the jail cell?
Oh, being the jail cell itself.
Yep, and then that way you get photo ops with everybody that shows up.
No, that's what you really want. Let's be honest, Tammy. That's what you really want.
No, it's not.
Maybe a sexy jail cell.
No, I don't do those kind of costumes, John. I don't do those kind of costumes.
No, we don't do sexy anymore. We do creativity.
Yes, exactly. That's the way I like to go, too. I'm not about the sexy stuff. And I'm not 22 anymore.
What was the most ridiculous stuff? Oh, my God, this is true. Tammy showed me this.
Yes.
She knows how much I hate the sexy Halloween theme. I hate it. Sexy Ozempic pen.
Yeah.
That's a true Hollywood. That's a true Halloween costume this year. You can go as the weight loss drug that's slimming down the famous, but do so in a sexy way.
It's so crazy.
Oh, no. Let's go with fun and sassy instead of sexy.
Exactly. I'm the same way.
Tammy, would you take Penny's advice? Would you consider dressing up as the asylum itself?
Sure. That's kind of cool. I think that's great advice. I love your thinking.
Maybe you can make like miniaturized insane people and put them within your walls.
I don't have a lot of time left, John. It's tomorrow.
You want ideas or not? We're throwing them out there.
Big cardboard box will do it for you.
That's true. Just a big cardboard box. Thanks, Penny, for your great idea.
So is that a front runner now?
I like it. I like it a lot. Producer Jessica said someone else had sent a message saying I should go as like a poison control officer and my name tag should say Ivy.
I mean, that'd be easy, right?
Yeah. And I think there again, it's thinking outside the box, not being something you'd expect. I really like that. You guys have been really good with giving me some really well thought out ideas. Thank you.
All the cool DC characters you could put on. You're going to put on a freaking poison control outfit.
Make yourself a costume and come to the party, John.
I have plans.
Oh,
I've got a weekend with my puppy Roger.
Okay.
He and I have a very full slate, madam, and I do not appreciate
Bed Bath and Beyond.
I do not appreciate being told, "Oh, you can come the day before the party starts."
That's not true.
I have not been invited till the day.
Oh my God, that is not true.
I have my standards.
I told you you could come.
I have a thousand ideas though for a costume.
Okay. Well, next time, then you go.
Give me a proper warning, and I will.
Okay.
Good luck. We're all dying to know on Monday I'm curious now. I'm invested. I want to know. Pictures to follow. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Who do you think is singing this song?
Okay, Love is a Scam.
Who do I think is singing that song? I have no idea.
Believe it or not, that's Mariah Carey. And Mariah, we had talked about this before, John, about Mariah Carey putting together a grunge rock album back in 1995.
That was the heart of the grunge rock era, that's for sure.
And she recently sat down for an interview and was saying she's still, quote, so mad that she hasn't released it yet. Isn't that crazy? She recorded the tracks while she was working on her Daydream album, but they were never officially released. But she says she hasn't forgotten about it. And for years, it's been on YouTube under a pseudonym, Chick. Who knew? The album's called Someone's Ugly Daughter. That song
very un-Mariah-like,
yes,
too.
Yes, that song is called Love is a Scam.
I wonder if it was a big like record label executive.
Sure.
Just like, oh, Mariah, babe, yeah, you're the golden goose. You know what I'm talking about, sister? You're not. That's how they talked back then, you know. This is before Me Too. Mariah, baby, you can't do this to your career.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wouldn't see, I don't know, Garth Brooks put out a pop record named Chris Gaines.
Oops.
Ooh, bad example. I get it. I get why. I get why that never saw the light of day. But
sure.
I'm interested in hearing it now.
Yeah.
I never in a million years would have guessed that was
right.
Never in a million years would have guessed that was Mariah Carey. 833-287-1037. Right now, we're going to get you on and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you a chance to see Parker McCollum. Well, not actually a chance. You play Tammy, you're going to see Parker McCollum. There is a chance that you can get $100, and that's only if you're better than Tammy. Either way, you're going to the show. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Probably the most overstated phrase when it comes to country music, when I hear it, when I tell people I work in the country music industry, any band that you might not agree with their sound, they don't sound country. What? But it does pose a good question. What is country music supposed to sound like?
You know, Chris Stapleton weighed in on that.
I think country has always been a very broad spectrum of things, and I think people forget that sometimes. There's always been Crystal Gayle and Johnny Paycheck. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can go back eras, there's always a pop side to country music, and there's always something a little grittier, and then some of it meets in the middle. It's all blues-based, generally. I just think it's different strokes for different folks, and that's what I think, you know? And I think that's okay. I don't ever get caught up in like, oh, no, I hate that because that's not country. I don't know. You know, I do what I like to do, and a lot of what we do is not necessarily country. You know, I think you can make that argument too easily, but we're influenced by a lot of country music, and we just certainly play some songs that can only qualify as country music, but I'm not really a traditional country singer. And if you put me next to Alan Jackson or Merle Haggard or George Jones or any of these guys who are kind of Mount Rushmores of guys that, you know, sound like what we think, or Randy Travis, guys that country music through and through, I don't fit.
I'm a lot less classy than Chris Stapleton is, because when he hears somebody say that's not country, he's got this well thought out.
Yes.
I just say it in my head, just shut up.
Zach Bryan recently sat down with your favorite man, John Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, this interview's incredible, by the way.
And they also talked about that, too, and why Zach Bryan says he doesn't want to be a quote-unquote country musician.
When I listen to your music, I'm like, if you put different production to this, it's a country song. All of
Right.
All of
there's a lot
and
of
that's why I feel I don't want to be a country musician. I want to be a songwriter. You're quintessential a songwriter. Like, no one calls Bruce Springsteen a freaking rock musician, which you are one, but you're also a indie musician. You're also a country musician. Like, you're all these things encapsulated in one man, and that's what songwriting is.
God, I love Zach Bryan more. Showing Bruce Springsteen the respect that Bruce Springsteen deserves.
Okay, calm down. Calm down.
Greatest American songwriters in music history, by the way. So just think about that, please. Next time you so flippantly say, ugh, that ain't country.
Right.
That's so not country.
It's a wide spectrum.
Much nicer to say.
Yes, it's a wide
spectrum. Other than who are you?
Yeah.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Leah is in Vista. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Hey, Leah, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Good morning, Tammy. Sorry, but you gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Leah, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Leah, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Director James Gunn says Crypto the Superdog in his new Superman movie is inspired by his rescue dog, Ozu. Gunn is the director of the Guardian of the Galaxy movies. How many were there?
Three?
Sources say the stars of Deadpool and Wolverine could host the Oscars. Who were the stars of Deadpool and Wolverine?
I don't know.
Okay. Henry Winkler says he did The Waterboy as a last-minute favor to Adam Sandler. In The Waterboy, what comedic actor and real-life buddy of Sandler yells out this now iconic line?
You can do it!
David Spade.
Tom Brady is officially a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Who hosted Netflix The Roast of Tom Brady a few months ago?
Kevin Hart.
And finally, 101 years ago this week, Walt Disney launched an empire when he founded the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio with his brother. What was his brother's name?
Oh, my God. Roy something. Roy, I know there's a middle name.
We'll just take that. We'll take that. That's fine.
Okay.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Leah, what you got going on today? Tell me something good.
I'm going to go hiking. once I'm done with this call.
All right. Hopefully not by yourself, Leah.
Nobody else wants to join me.
Leah, that's very dangerous.
Well, it depends on where she's going.
I'll be okay.
I tend to worry about you, Leah. You know that. This has come up before with you and me.
You want to join her?
I mean, I would never be so presumptuous to invite myself. But I love to hike. You know that. Leah's like, please don't come with me, please. Leah did three out of five today.
Okay, nice job, Leah.
Oh, thank you.
TV director James Gunn says Crypto the Superdog in his new Superman movie is inspired by his rescue dog, Ozu. Gunn is the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. How many were there?
Three.
Three is right. Leah knew that.
Oh, the third one broke my heart.
It's 1-1.
Did you see the third one,
I
John?
Did. Oh. I saw it on an airplane. I was crying on the airplane.
Was not expecting.
No, I know, man.
It. So good, though.
Sources say the stars of Deadpool and Wolverine could host the Oscars. Who are the stars?
Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds.
That is right. Leah couldn't remember. 2-1, Tam. Henry Winkler says he did The Waterboy as a last-minute favor to Adam Sandler. In The Waterboy, what comedic actor and real-life buddy of Sandler yells out this now iconic line?
You can do it!
Rob Schneider.
Leah went with David Spade, the other best friend of Sandler. He's got about 35 of
them. I was going to say, Kevin James. I mean, there's like, you could throw a ton of them in there. Chris Rock.
3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Tom Brady is officially a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Who hosted Netflix The Roast of Tom Brady a few months ago?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's right. Leah knew that. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, 101 years ago this week, Walt Disney launched an empire when he founded the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio with his brother. What was his brother's name?
For real?
No, it's fake brother.
No, I mean, I didn't. That's a really hard question.
Leah knew it.
Let me think, because I used to work for a Disney company, but that was a grandson.
Producer Jessica is very disappointed in you.
I had no idea that he founded it with his brother. I'm going to go with, let's go with Bert.
Bert, no. It was Walt and Roy.
You didn't know Roy?
No, but Roy Disney. Well, that all relates to my days in radio when they owned a company I worked for a little bit in time, and Roy was
The CEO. Yeah. Was it Roy the brother or the son
the
of
son.
The brother?
It was the son.
All right, guys, Leah has to go to work.
Okay, sorry.
Today, Tammy wins by a score of 4-3. I'm sorry, Leah. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we've got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets now to see Parker McCollum October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Leah, enjoy that show. Enjoy your hike. Please be safe. Before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I am Leah in Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Producer Jessica, are you upset still over Tammy not knowing a Disney answer? Roy Disney? I wrote that specifically for you, by the way,
now,
Jessica.
Listen, I kind of did. It's just I didn't realize the son was named after his dad.
Right.
And so I didn't say that name because I was like, oh, that's weird. But
yeah. There was two Roy Disneys. There was Roy O. Disney. That was Walt's brother. And then Roy had a son that was also Roy, and he went by Roy E. Disney.
Gotcha.
Yes. I have the weirdest Roy E. Disney story you guys might ever hear.
Roy E. is the son of Roy, right? He's the son of
the
founding Disney brother, Roy.
So Walt Disney's nephew.
Gotcha.
This is a very random story, and I promise you guys there's a story. I have in my house a picture of Roy Disney that was the picture that was, I'm not kidding you, the actual one that when he passed away, it's weird. When he passed away, you know how you always have like a picture on a easel next to the casket?
Yes.
I have that in my house.
From the funeral.
From the funeral.
What do you have? A picture of the
actual picture that was on
the actual picture that was next to his casket during the funeral. Yeah. Well, it's not framed or anything. It's weird.
Wait. No one wants to know why you have this?
So my mom made friends with his personal pilot, their neighbors.
Okay.
And he gave it to me as a gift.
I'm still confused. Which Roy is the dead one? Whose picture you have? Is it son or the... I don't know.
They've all passed by this point.
Okay. Whose
the
picture
brother
is
the
in
nephew.
Your home?
I have the nephew's picture.
Oh.
And it's literally the picture that was next to his casket at his service.
Okay.
The family gifted it to his private pilot that flew him everywhere. And the pilot, it's been sitting in his house. He doesn't have any kids. And we met. He's neighbors with my mom. And
is he alive?
Yeah, the pilot is. Yes. Okay. It's so.
I mean.
He was an older man. He ran the Disney company for a long time.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
The pilot did?
No, the nephew.
I'm so.
Okay, oh, the Disney nephew.
Let me get this. Okay, hold on. So Walt Disney and his brother Roy O. Disney founded the Disney Cartoon Company.
Correct.
Okay. And then Roy O. has a son named Roy E.
Yes.
That's Walt Disney's nephew, Roy E.
Yes.
So Roy had a boy.
Yes.
Now Roy E., the son, died.
Well, they've all died, but yes.
Just follow the story. I don't need the lineage. Roy E., the son, died.
Yes.
And you have a picture of the dead son, Roy E., the very same picture that was on the easel next to his casket.
Yes.
The original picture of dead Roy E. in your home because your mom used to hook up with the pilot of Disney.
No, she did not. He's one of her neighbors. He lives down the street from her.
Okay, Tehachapi. Anyway, so that's how this, so that's all accurate.
Yeah. Isn't that, I know it's such a weird story.
It took a while to get there.
I know, but I had to share it because who else has, I mean, because the family gifted it to this man.
What an odd gift that is, by the way.
I know,
would you
right?
like a picture of our dead son?
Well, and then he gives it to me. And I'm like, what do I do with that?
He finally found someone chumpy enough to take it, probably. You know how many people he chased out of that house saying, no, I don't want a picture of a dead kid. No.
Well, it's not a kid. It's a grown adult man. Yeah. He's with Mickey Mouse. But I just don't know what to do with the photo. It was the sweetest little gift that he gave to me, but it's giant, and I don't want to throw it out. And I'm like, what do I do with this?
This all stemmed from one stupid College
of
Hollywood.
I know. You know what? Put it up. Isn't there like a Facebook marketplace for Disney people? Put it on there and see what somebody offers you for it. Done deal. Now I don't know how much it's worth, if it's worth anything.
Yeah, I wonder if it is.
John's like, I don't want to hear another thing about Roy O, Roy E, Roy Y.
I think I'm going to stop writing the college. This is the moral of the story. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our newest sensation that everybody will be talking about, I promise, is our sneaky sound send-off 5 times a day for you to go, who knows where, but it'll be awesome.
So what you have to do is listen for the sound and then give your very specific guess on what it is. So we need to practice again to help you understand how it's going to go. Producer Jessica, are you ready for our first sneaky sound?
I've got 3 new sneaky sounds for you guys. These ones are a little harder,
okay.
I think.
Note how specific we are when giving our answer.
Okay, who's up first?
Tam, why don't you go ahead with the first one? One more time? What do you think?
I'm going to say that you are opening and closing a cupboard door in the kitchen here.
Wrong.
Okay.
John?
I am going to say that is producer Jessica opening her trunk, putting Christmas decorations that she bought in the trunk, and closing the trunk.
No.
Okay.
But did you note how specific
yes,
we were being?
Yes, that was
being?
Very specific. Yes. Okay. What was it, producer Jessica?
It actually was a microwave. Our microwave here in the kitchen opening
okay.
and closing.
All right, here we go.
Pretty unsexy.
Sneaky sound number 2.
I like my guess better, by the way.
John, you'll be up first.
All right.
Ooh, here we go.
I think I know what that is. I think that's Jessica using our gigantic, dangerous, old-school paper cutter to cut a big chunk of paper and then lifting back the handle. That big thing with the blade, you know?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh,
man.
Oh, I thought it was
I
so
thought you
for
had
sure
it too.
Right.
I really did.
Are you sure?
Hang on.
I made it! Are you sure?
Okay, hold on. Oh, that squeak. I can't handle it.
I know.
It.
That sound needs some WD-40.
I don't even know what to guess. Tell us what it is.
It is a 3-hole punch. You were close, but not quite.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Forgot you were in our new wing here, the wing of antiquated office supplies.
That nobody uses. They sit packed on a desk back there.
Let me tell you about
all
this
right.
fax machine.
Sneaky sound. Here's the next sneaky sound. Okay.
I think I know.
I think that is producer Jessica putting her iPad back into her backpack and zipping it up.
No.
No. It's not even close. It's clearly producer Jessica working over an old, almost popped balloon and getting the last gasp pop out of it.
Yes.
Thank you.
It is the popping of a balloon. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
It
I know. I thought you would freak out with that one.
It wasn't a pop. It was more the last gasp. We have five chances for you every weekday starting Monday at 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
If you can specifically guess our sneaky sound, you'll get the send-off with San Diego's Morning Show, John and Tammy on KSON. If Kelly Clarkson and I were a couple, I would insist that she never stop singing. She can yell at me all she wants,
but just sings it.
Oh my God, that woman's
you
voice!
Son of a what?
Yeah. I know you're about to nothing. Thanks for going there. No, in all seriousness, what a beautiful voice. She's mentioned many times that she actually prefers to be the background singer, the harmonic singer, and let somebody else take the spotlight. Well, she's clearly too gifted for that. But you can tell how happy she is when she does the background vocals on her show and how happy she is singing with Jelly Roll. And those voices were made to be together, Tam.
Oh, they sound so beautiful. And when she hit that note, Jelly Roll just stepped back and put his hand across his heart.
We all did. So I'm working on the collaboration names.
Okay. Oh, no.
I like Kelly Roll.
Kelly Roll.
Jelly Clarkson?
I think I like... Jelly Clarkson sounds like one of Clark Griswold's best friends.
You don't like Kelly? I've been working on Kelly Roll for like 2 days.
Kelly Roll, that's pretty good. If they were... Yeah, I guess. Jelly then sat down with Kelly to talk about some of the... Jelly then sat down with Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, it rolls off the tongue. It really does.
To talk about some of the things he's been doing, including this new program he started with a judge who years ago actually sentenced Jelly Roll to prison for a crime that he had done, and now they are working together. It's really quite amazing.
Yeah, it's Jim Todd is working to open up something in the Dinkins house. It's really cool, man. Jim Todd was the district attorney whenever I was a juvenile and I was charged as an adult for a really heinous crime.
Yeah.
But because of that, the felony stuck with me my whole life. It's kind of been it's been a big part of my story. And he went on to be a lawyer later and now a judge. And now that he's in the judge's seat, he is determined to make a change and at-risk youth and kids that are getting in trouble that are under the age of 18 and just really getting hands-on. And I think it's such a testament to, one, redemption in my story, but most importantly, I think there's a big spotlight on him and coming back around and going, okay, I've been in this system now for 20-something, 30 years. I've seen where it's wrong, and I know what we can do to start helping these kids, and let's fix it at a grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
Let's treat these children like they're children, and that, because when you're that age, this is a product of what's happening around you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's how can we create better situations for some of these kids? And I'm just honored to be a part of it, man. I just want everything I do to represent redemption and just hopefully encourage people somewhere that they can change too. And one of the things I'm most proud of in my change, Ms. Clarkson, is that I have changed my relationship with the law. How I look at judges and how I look at police and how I look at people and first responders. I used to look at everybody as enemies. You know, because I was such a bad person, they were my enemy. They were the good guys. I was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And now to know that, you know, you could have never 20 years ago telling me that me and Jim Todd would be friends and opening a center together to help at-risk youth, I would have laughed at you. And now I cry thinking about it. It's really cool.
I can't wait to hear the first collaboration. Kelly Roll.
He's going to change lives. I mean, he already has. But this is, it just gets better and better.
Man, Stagecoach is going to be off the hook.
Yes.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Carissa in San Carlos. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning, John.
Hey, Carissa, would you do me a favor? Would you kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Out of here, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Carissa, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 of her money thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Carissa, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Actor Tim Robbins had a birthday this week. He plays Andy, the prisoner who escapes through the wall of his cell in The Shawshank Redemption. What did he use to cover up the hole in his cell?
A poster.
Tennis champion Naomi Osaka had a birthday this week. In tennis, which word is used to represent a score of zero?
Love.
Sophia Bush is joining Grey's Anatomy as a recurring character. Has Grey's been on for more or less than 18 seasons?
More.
Liam Payne, who rose to fame as part of the British boy band One Direction, died Wednesday at the age of 31. One Direction, which also included Harry Styles, happened when they were grouped together as teens on what TV singing show?
I think it's Britain's Got Talent.
And finally, after once having $50 million in the bank, Al Pacino found out in his 70s he was broke. He blames a crooked accountant. And he says he did this horrible Adam Sandler movie for the money. In this 2011 movie, Adam plays a man that dreads the holidays because his twin sister, also played by Sandler, is coming to visit. What is this movie?
No clue. Little Nicky, but I think that's wrong.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Carissa, what you have going on today?
Just work. Normal work day. Product manager for IT. I'm on my computer all day, but I'm at home, so it's good.
Do you wear those blue block glasses to stop getting headaches because your eyes are on a screen all day?
I don't, but maybe I should.
They work really well.
Bothers me after a while. All right. Carissa did 3 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Carissa.
Actor Tim Robbins had a birthday this week, Tim. He plays Andy the prisoner who escapes through the wall of his cell in Shawshank Redemption. What did he use to cover up the hole in his cell?
A poster.
Yes, Carissa knew that. It's 1-1. Tennis champion Naomi Osaka had a birthday this week. In tennis, which word is used to represent a score of zero?
Is it love?
It is love. Ah, I love you back. That was nice. Carissa knew that as well. It's 2-2. Sophia Bush is joining Grey's Anatomy as a recurring character. Has Grey's been on for more or less than 18 seasons?
More.
It's been on for 21 seasons. Carissa knew that as well. All tied up at 3. Liam Payne, who rose to fame as part of the British boy band One Direction, died Wednesday at age 31. One Direction, which also included Harry Styles, happened when the boys were grouped together on what TV singing show?
The X Factor.
X Factor. Carissa went with Britain's Got Talent. Sorry about that. 4-3, Tammy. After once having $50 million in the bank, Al Pacino found out in his 70s that he was broke. He blames a crooked accountant. And he says he did this horrible Adam Sandler movie for the money. In this 2011 movie, Adam plays a man that dreads the holidays because his twin sister, also played by Sandler, is coming to visit. What's this movie?
It's a horrible movie. Jack and Jill?
In a litany of pretty bad Sandler movies.
That has
to be the worst one.
It's horrible.
And as a massive fan of The Godfather and Scarface and Dog Day Afternoon and Serpico, I asked myself, what is Al Pacino doing? Now I know.
He needed
the cash.
Yeah.
What a drag. Yeah. Jack and Jill is right. Sorry, Chris, you went with Little Nicky. That's the one when he played the devil's son, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The man's almost a billionaire, so he knows what he's doing, doesn't
he? That's true.
Carissa, today Tammy beats you by a clean sweep, 5-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
A pair of tickets to see Parker McCollum October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Carissa, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Carissa in San Carlos, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
That's not where that goes. Stop licking the windows, and lighting's not okay. That's life. Life with toddlers today.
It was kind of a sad day for both Tammy and me when our kids weren't cute anymore.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to be on the air with us anymore.
Aww.
And they weren't toddlers. In awe of what we did for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, enjoy it now, our midday host and new father, Greg, because there's going to be a time where your children will look at you with nothing but love and adoration, like right now.
Uh-huh.
And then a time when they'll look at you with nothing but indifference.
And disgust.
I can wait for that.
Disgust.
Oh, come on. Like, you didn't ever get a disgust look from your girls when they were teenagers?
Or this week. How you doing, pal?
Good. I do get some of those moments already, but they're few and far between currently.
Okay.
Who's got the more attitude out of both your daughters so far? I mean, obviously...
Oh, definitely Devin, the 3-year-old.
Is it just because she's older?
Yes.
Or because she's...
The 1 year old's still young and so full of life, yes. And has not ever
and soft and
nothing bad
perfect.
Has ever happened to her.
Yes,
yet.
Right. Sure.
And the older one loves mommy right now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it can be challenging. But I had a really special moment happen just yesterday. Went to go get gas, right? Just going to get gas, whatever. And my wife's always getting on my case about being on my phone too much. So I was like, you know what? I can get out of the car and leave my phone in the car for a few minutes. It's going to be okay. Yeah, Let's go pump our gas.
Don't need to be on your phone while you're pumping gas.
Doom scrolling, looking at all the worst things happening in the world, you know? So I'm going to pump my gas, and I have both of my daughters in the car. And I look in the back window. And they're holding hands for the first time I've ever seen this.
And I was like,
I need a picture. I don't have my phone. It's in the car. If I go get it, it's going to ruin the moment. Oh, yes. I can't do it.
And you know what? You're going to have that moment forever in your head.
Yes.
And I guarantee you, had you jumped into your car, gotten your phone to snap that picture, those hands would have been unheld
in
a second.
Definitely.
So, no, you know what happened.
Yep. And so I did try to recreate it. I went and grabbed my phone. I was like, hey, Devin, hold Paige's hand again.
She was like,
Paige wasn't having it anymore. She was she was over it. She moved on.
We're onto your tricks.
Yeah, nice
kinda
try,
like
Dad.
Pets know that too. They're like, yeah, I know this. I know this. I know the cheese trick. There's a pill in there.
Have you tried?
They
right.
learn it.
Have you tried bribing them yet? Like, you want to pet your dog again? Hold that hand.
Or you want to?
I'm just saying what works. You want to eat? Hold that hand. That kind of thing.
All right, I'm taking notes here. This is all good stuff. Right?
Remember, it's been a while since I've been a father to toddlers. Maybe my ways are out.
Yeah, times
are
have outdated. Changed.
Hey, that's why you still get the dirty looks.
Is that
you want to find out who your real father is? Hold that hand.
That's not where that goes. Stop licking the windows and biting's not okay. That's life. Life with toddlers today.
Sean and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Tammy, what are you doing this weekend? Give me something good.
You know what I'm doing? I'm going to a Halloween party. We've been talking about it all week.
Okay.
You still can come, you know.
Let's move it along. Jessica, producer Jessica, tell us something better than Tammy's Halloween party for which she still has no costume.
I leave for Memphis on Monday.
That's good.
Oh, that's right. That's you're going to Sunday, yeah.
So Jessica's excited. Going to what is called the Country Cares for Kids St. Jude convention type deal. And it's called the Country Cares for Kids Radiothon Seminar. It's called, let's hang out at the Peabody Hotel Bar and get some barbecue across the street at Rendezvous.
Yes, and learn about everything that's new with St. Jude. I really like your description much better, John. You can tell it's the end of the week.
A bunch of loudmouth radio people hanging out, talking over each other in Memphis. Seriously, bring back a bunch of great information. And remember, our St. Jude Radiothon is back in the beginning of December.
Now, you said you had a big old date with Roger. What does that mean?
Roger the puppy and I, just a gentleman's weekend. I have absolutely zero plans, except to hang out with my boy. I think we're going to go to the Escondido Grand Avenue Festival on Sunday.
Okay, I was going to ask if you were going to take Roger to the barbershop. Don't you take him with when you go to the barbershop?
I will be going back to the Good Company Barbershop on Tuesday. That's in Carlsbad Village, by the way, Carlsbad Village Drive, because they've asked me to be a guest on their podcast. You know, not to name drop, but in case you really cared, I'll be going there on Tuesday. And yes, I will be bringing Roger the puppy with me. Whatever you're doing this weekend, please make it a great one, a safe one. And remember that Monday we come back with something that everybody in the world will be talking about.
Or at least all of San Diego.
The Sneaky Sound Send-Off. 7:45, your first chance to win. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.